This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 97.1 FM Talk. You and it's past 6 p.m. It's going to get hot as balls coming up in the next few days here. I think we're going to talk about eating because someone has been doing it a lot.
Man, had quite an eating day and evening. So yesterday I was talking on the show. You know, I follow Hardee's on social media, and we love Hardee's, and they were posting all these bomb pictures of their food. So I went there for supper last night. Ooh, it was good. I got the big cheeseburger. Yum. And then I didn't sleep last night, so sometimes whenever I can't sleep, I get up and I eat like some chocolate in the middle of the night and drink some milk, and that helps. And it didn't help, but I had like a dipped chewy bar, which is great. Then this morning, I didn't eat anything until I came into work, and there was the weirdest Thai food ever. So ate a little of that, made me feel weird. So then I went to the vending machine, the E-Mart, and I purchased a Big Daddy Lancashire sandwich, which is ham and Swiss cheese. And Dave Klein of the Mark Reardon Show, I believe, was in the kitchen as I was heating it up, and I was like, it's going to be one of these days having a Big Daddy. And he said, please don't go to the hospital. So then after that, that was gross. I ate like half of it, and then I ate some Famous Amos cookies, and then I ate a Twix bar, and I feel terrible.
And dinner tonight?
I don't know. Anything besides what I just described. Been a bad day.
Can you elaborate on the Thai food? I ordered the Thai food. Did I order it wrong?
So weird. No, it was. I don't know the name of the place. I wouldn't say it if I did know it.
It was just bad.
Weird. There was spring rolls. I can't be 100% certain that there wasn't a slice of American cheese in it.
Sure. Well,
it was
Swiss
the
American.
Strangest thing I've ever.
I can't be sure there wasn't a finger. I know they're supposed to be shrimp, but they looked a lot like a kindergartner's finger.
The place looked fancy.
Yeah, it was not good.
Maybe they're fancy. Maybe they're fancy spring rolls with fingers and Swiss American cheese slices.
So today I saw an article on Women's Health magazine about intuitive eating, which is like the opposite of what intuitive eating is. Apparently what people do when they're done with diet culture, and it's like, I'm just going to listen to my body and eat what I want, but I'm very in tune with what's going on with my body, so I'm going to eat healthy. I think I did whatever the opposite of that was in the past 24 hours, but apparently you're supposed to like always hydrate, pay attention. As soon as you're full, you stop eating, and under that system, you can apparently eat whatever you want. There's no need to beat yourself up.
That's not true.
What's it called when you shovel an entire box that you've brought
the
from
word
home?
Shovel is already troubling.
Of cake as fast as you can, and then you hide it so no one can see it and remark upon all the cake
that's,
you've eaten.
That's
in the
your
last
intuitive
five
eating. That's what your intuition tells you to
intuition?
Do. Yeah. I should really finish this off before. See, that's great. Now that's intuitive eating.
Because my body was screaming
someone's
at me.
Someone's going
to
eat this. If I don't, I better just eat it now.
Yeah, they were describing in the article I read people who eat whatever is available. It was just like describing me and you, Andrew. I mean, I know you well enough. I don't feel like out of line saying this. It's like, you'll just eat what's available or what's cheapest or something you don't want to go to waste. And it's like, check, check, check. That's what I do. And it's so stupid. And every once in a while, I'm like, I'm on the keto diet. And I do that for 3 weeks and I'm sweaty and wanting carbs. And then I go right back to eating.
What I don't buy is that you can eat whatever you want, because no one under any circumstances can eat whatever they want. I think some things work, like keto absolutely 100% works because it's worked for me, but it sucks. Everything sucks. not eating sucks.
Mm-hmm.
The best I've ever done, which you guys have been a part of, especially you, Rach, like when you were first with the show, my weight didn't change 2 pounds because every day it was roast chicken, grapes, almonds. And I did that for literally 2 years. And then one day I had a piece of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, whoa.
I forgot how good this was.
It's a horse of a different color. And you're right back
in. Well, that's the thing about intuitive eating. They're like, you don't have to feel bad about having a piece of pizza because it's just a small part of your otherwise healthy diet. And it's like, no, I'm addicted to that crap. So if I stay away from it, I'm good. Like, I'll have days where I'll eat vegan for 2 or 3 days and I feel good. And then I'll have something fast food and then I'm just totally off the rails.
What they're saying is moderation. Well, friggin' duh.
Yeah, that's all
thank you.
That's all that is. It's just moderation.
If you could moderate with money and sex and food and like, of course.
I want you to tell me what to do.
The problem is moderation is hard. That's why that's the cause of 90% of all the problems in the world.
Absolutely.
And my thing is, I don't even know I'm full until I'm like over full. Because I'm kind of a fast eater most of the time. You know what I mean? So
I thought you were a grazer.
I'm a grazer if I'm like having a conversation or if I'm working while I'm eating or whatever. I still have half my lunch out there. But if I'm just like sitting down to eat for the purpose of eating, I mean, I'm just, again, shoveling is the correct word. And then I finished everything in a record time. And then I'm like, ooh, I think I was full about 5 bites ago.
I need to be like Michael Jackson and have someone put me under with propofol.
Oh, right.
Because
that's the thing.
Okay. That's the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
that was the best of him. No, I am truly fine until about 9:45. And that's when the demons come calling.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, I started to say, like, Rach, I don't know if you copied off of me, the chocolate and the milk, but...
Yeah, you invented that.
It's so hard. The only times I go to bed without a bite of something chocolate and a drink of milk is when I'm on keto. Because you can't, and it blows. It just makes me so cozy, and you pad your little tum-tum, and you go to bed, and that would be fine if I did that. Last night, I had a bite of a zebra cake. And then add a couple more zebra cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll eat. I will like lick my finger and run it across like a plastic drawer that at one point had chocolate in it. Like when I'm desperate, I'm desperate.
Okay, so also last night, in addition to the horrible menu I just described, it's been a rough couple of days. I just want some relief. I just want to feel happy. So last night I was like, I'm just going to download TikTok for an hour.
Giving in to all your addictions.
I went crazy last night. I don't know what's going on with me, but I was like, you know what? I have my faves. What I'm not going to do is sit here and flip through the For You page. I'm going to go check out my favorite creators, and then I'm going to delete it from my phone. And it is gone from my phone. So I went and I checked in on this girl. Her name is Nabella, and like her whole thing is like very aesthetic, like I have a beautiful home and a handsome husband and I'm cooking him dinner every night and I run a beauty supply company or whatever it is she does. And all during quarantine, she was posting like quarantine day one, and it was like the quarantine routine, and she'd be like making homemade lemonade. But it was amazing, like folding fuzzy blankets and like cozying in front of the fireplace, and it was very soothing to watch. So I would always check in on her because I was like, ooh, what's she doing on day 57 of quarantine? I go to her page and she did 100 days of quarantine. She took herself out of quarantine after that. And she kept referencing surviving the coronavirus. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess we got through the initial lockdown, but to call it surviving the coronavirus is quite a statement to make. And I scroll back further. She got corona. In the time that I left TikTok and checked back in with her, she got COVID and was in the hospital, like going to die from COVID.
Wow.
And now she's better. But I just thought that was crazy. I thought that was insane. I thought she was being overly dramatic when she said, we survived. I was like, yeah, I mean, technically, yes.
How old is
I survive
she?
Every day. Ish? She's probably my age.
See, that's terrifying.
It is scary. Phew.
It just and it seems to be just idiosyncratic that
I think she had other health issues on top of it.
I started to say good.
but just to ease your mind
me.
A little
Thank
bit.
God.
Just to ease your
Thank
mind a
God
little bit.
God for her diabetes and morbid obesity.
Well, but it's not like, you know, if Katie Fitzpatrick got COVID, like, and she was like on the brink of death, like that would it's much less likely for that.
Yeah.
Did anyone
what
else
am I trying
just
to
feel
say?
The ancient gods stir and go?
Yeah,
Katie
I was like,
Fitzpatrick.
I was like,
we
now.
Have been challenged.
I'm trying to think of a healthy person. None of us are healthy. We just talked about shoveling food into our mouths. Give me a break.
A giant rock door just opened.
We only know one.
She's right
person.
Over there.
It's
I don't
not
know.
Like Katie Fitzpatrick could ever get sick.
That's. She's right there. I'm just
it's
using
like the
her
force
as an
of
example.
Darkness have any power over
I'm
her.
Like, I can't use me. I just ate something called a Big Daddy Landshire sandwich.
Rachel's
can't use
a,
Andrew.
Rachel's got a pentagram of chalk carved into the back of a pizza.
No, she's
sandwich.
Drawn
she's
it like, with her remaining Twix bar.
I don't know if she's twirling a lock of Katie's hair. Like, let's say, I don't know, Katie Fitzpatrick.
Maybe Rodney Boyd. I'm not Lord, going dude, to say who else.
Suddenly be struck by lightning the way home.
How
today.
Did you get Katie's shirt?
So anyway, she survived Corona. That just kind of shocked me. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of weird. Here's the other thing about TikTok that I've noticed. I spend a lot. I'm just confessing like all the worst parts of myself right now. Spend a lot of time on Snapchat. Snapchat has these like stories that you watch and it's just pure trash. I've never learned anything from this. And it's usually like, are Jen and Brad getting back together after all this time? And I'm like, why is my thumb making contact with the screen? Oh my gosh, I'm swiping through the whole thing. I'm reading the whole thing. What are you doing, you stupid idiot? So Snapchat Stories has all of these stories about TikTokers. And they get really in-depth. Like, the amount of content is kind of insane once you start paying attention. And I just love to imagine like a 35-year-old man with a journalism degree like being put on the TikTok hype house beat, like writing articles about like 16-year-old Charli D'Amelio like doing the renegade dance and just being like, what am I doing with my life? There's an insane amount of articles about these people. And sometimes I click on them and I can't even get through them. It's so awful and boring.
The other night, Nick and Phoebe and I were talking, and Phoebe was very, very animated and open, and you know, she's always way more like that when Nick's around. And they're just talking about stuff, you know, they're 10 years apart, but still like closer in age, obviously, than me. And rather than being like salty or feeling left out, I was so relieved. I was so relieved I don't have to care about any of this.
I'm just picturing you feeling left out, and like Dave like is doing like the TikTok dances and like doing
like,
the
hey,
snap
watch.
And like
yeah like hey watch this he's like throwing it back.
No, I was between them and they were talking and it's the kind I'm the kind of out of it that I knew all the words. It wouldn't be like if they said it to my mom, mm-hmm. but I mostly didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, I knew about it, yeah. but I couldn't care less.
It means
less.
Nothing to me. These people and, mean
I'm
nothing
very
to me.
Glad that and you was, do not care.
And it was a really, really, like, freeing moment mm-hmm. to just go, wow, I got my own stuff, but I don't got that. I'm not gonna spend 1 second worrying about this stuff.
There's Rachel. A TikToker, and his name is Lil Huddy.
Rachel, how would it
That's
make
all
you...
I got. His name is Lil Huddy, and I think that's very, very stupid.
How would you
Continue.
Feel about TikTok if you went on to
is
TikTok?
Is it Angela Huddy from Fox 2?
No.
If you went on to TikTok and one of your talkers had died in the like 2 or 3 weeks you've been away, would you feel differently about the whole like culture? Like, would you be like, maybe I should just step away for now? Like, or would you... Like, how would that have made you feel if she had, like, died while you were...
If she had perished?
Yeah, if she was... You went on to watch her full blanket.
More to the
like,
point...
Oh, she's dead.
If Katie becomes exposed to COVID, will you cast more dark spells?
Gosh, I hope I didn't jinx this. That would be really bad. I'm just saying... I was trying to delicately say that there were other underlying health issues with this young lady.
The poor thing. She has no idea what's coming.
But what
no,
I did
she
not,
really
she has
no I idea
it
just
what's
never.
Coming.
The dark cloud that's
you know,
chasing her.
She's always
like
making all of these videos about her quarantine. It never entered into my mind that she would have caught the virus mm-hmm. because she's always lighting
did
candles
she say how
and
she
baking
it?
Cookies
how
at
she
her house.
Caught it?
No, she said she quarantined for 100 days. She still picked it up.
Like literally
I'm sure
by
at the
herself.
Groceries. No, she's got a husband and.
There you go.
Yeah.
His dumbass.
He's out running around.
First prom.
coming home, bringing the Corona back to her. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, honey, how was your day of folding my fuzzy blankets?
Glad she's alive.
I'm not getting COVID.
Everybody keep Katie in your thoughts because apparently I have hexed her.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.